This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight. We're right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes to our military men and women listening to us, along with our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working in the coronavirus effort helping to keep us free and safe. Thank you very much. Now, also to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget, you can check us out and follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and then go over there, like the page, and after you do that, jump on into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now, commenting to us. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Mike Huckabee had something to say, and the way he said it was priceless. I'm just going to read the first part of it. Mike Huckabee said, instead of defunding the police, here's what we need to do.
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and, in fact, are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Let's bring in Mike Huckabee, Fox News contributor, former governor of Arkansas. Good morning to you, Governor.
Good morning, Ainsley. You
Good
know,
morning.
Joe Biden is walking away a little bit from his own radical left party, but not really. You know, he's still out there trying to make amends with the people on the far left who say we ought to dismantle the police department. What we need to do is to get rid of some of these Democratic mayors who are running the cities where the most problems are. That's what I think is missing here in the analysis. Most of the cities where there is real trouble are completely run and have been for decades by Democrat mayors with liberal ideas. It doesn't work. And maybe they ought to wake up to that.
Yep, yep, and yep. What do you think?
Well, I mean, every town's got to have a mayor, right? So, you know, I think maybe the big thing to do is start looking at some of these town charters, these city charters.
Right.
And then look at the mayors and see if they're in violation of those charters.
Yeah, well, great point. Great point. And there you go. Now, the other thing is the president was reportedly very close to firing the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, about a week or two ago.
Yeah, last week. He definitely was. And he was talked out of it because if he did, at this time, you know, timing is everything in Washington, D.C., it wouldn't have been a good thing for him politically going into an election, and he would have ended up going through four secretaries of defense. The reason is because Esper was not in support of the Insurrection Act. I guess that what's at issue here is several inside the Pentagon and retired flag officers were pushing Esper in a big way to not support the Insurrection Act, which is the reason that he, apparently that he didn't. Now, Trump was never going to, he wasn't a big supporter of it. He had it there as an option if every day since May 31st was going to look like May 31st.
Right.
And if that was the case, then you'd almost have to use the Insurrection Act. But it was fortunate that they were able to, some of these mayors and some of these governors and whatnot, and with the conference calls that the White House had with governors, were able to, I guess, quiet down some of the chaos and the destruction in their states and cities.
Now, I just saw a bulletin come flashing across the screen here that that Harvard professor, the one with the lab, was just charged with something. I didn't see what the charge was. Did you happen to know anything about that?
Espionage, I think. This is the one that was working with China.
Right. And he was working on a virus of some sort, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wonder. I can't wait to see where that goes, because there's been a lot of discussion about that, that maybe this was, and then there was somebody that got, I think there was somebody from that same group. That was where they had the assistant that was a Chinese second lieutenant, and she went back home, snuck back home or something.
Well, here's the interesting thing. This is what China has been doing, and I would say we're finally getting around to it. You know, this is part of what is called the Thousand Talents program that China has.
Uh-huh.
Is they go into academia. I think Vanderbilt's got one. I think UCLA's got a couple. University of Texas at Austin is where, under the Thousand Talents, the Chinese government, the Communist Party, pays these top people some nice, you know, side monies to get documents and get them back to China.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, and caller, I'm going to put you on hold, caller, so you hang right in there. We'll be right back with more right after this break on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to be down at Mixon's Roadside Cafe tomorrow in Bradenton for anybody that wants to be around to have lunch with the Captain. So Thursday, you can stop on by over there at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, have lunch with the Captain. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. I'll be there from noon to 1:30. Happy to see everybody. We'll have the old gang down there and a whole bunch of the new gang down there too, I understand. So come on by, stop by, have lunch with us, and enjoy the great atmosphere down there. Now let's go first back to Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. We've got our friend Catwoman and Road Dog. You're back out on the highway again. And good morning there, truckers.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Morning. Oh, good. It's a little strange getting back out here, but that's a good thing.
All right.
Thanks for the time off. We got a lot done at the house. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, what's on your mind?
Actually, I was calling about the corona test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you may have already known this, but my brother went to get that done. The doctor sent him over to get that test, and he just got the bill for it. Now, insurance did pick up a lot of it, but he's kind of talking to the insurance about it because he didn't know that they did so many of the tests. He got a bill for $3,500.
Wow.
And so he called to find out what that was. There's a lot of stuff listed on there, a whole bunch of tests, including a DNA one on his. And they hear the corona test only cost just under $400. The other $3,100 are all the other tests that they did on him and didn't tell him that they were going to do.
Wow.
By taking that swab.
That doesn't sound right.
No, and it was one of those ones that you drive up to. They didn't have the test sent out then when he had had that done. Of course he didn't have it, but now he just recently got the bill, and, he was rather shocked on that. I mean, even if, him and I were talking, even if he's on Social Security, even though they're going to pick up a tab on that, I mean, that's outrageous. I thought they were only supposed to do one test, and, these testing companies, for whatever reason,
what state
all those.
What state was this?
Ohio. Ohio.
I think I get a hold of my congressman and say, hey, did you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would
do. Yes, I mean, if you figure everyone else in that state doing that test with the insurances are getting charged for that, then
okay.
Ultimately, in the long run, we're going to be paying for that even if, you know, putting money back into Social Security for all that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, Catwoman. You guys be safe going down Laredo, and we'll discuss it.
Take care.
Yep, thank you. All right. Well, Denise, I did not know that. Did you?
Well, I don't. I did not. But I know there's a lot of places that they're just free. So I'd be asking some hard questions, especially now, because I think that one of the things that Trump signed is that any medical procedures, they have to give you the cost first before you go through with it.
Right. Coronavirus is a cash cow. That's what Eric just told us. Well, not necessarily, because I remember when the president said, maybe it was the president. I think Florida, I could be wrong, but I think the drive-in ones here in Florida were free.
I don't know. Some of them, there were others that were only, I think, $35.
Well, I know this much. I get tested. I've been tested so far 3 times, and it hasn't cost me a dime, and I haven't seen a bill. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess maybe it depends on your insurance or your state or something. But anyway, are you going to join the Space Force? They're looking for 8,500 people.
Well, no. They probably wouldn't hire me. One, because I'm too old. And
yeah, but you don't want to blast up in a rocket?
Well, the only way you can get hired is if you have security clearance.
Right.
Plus, we don't know where the headquarters are going to be yet.
No, and I'm wondering about that because there's a SpaceX built a big, I think it was a 20 or $30 million building there, a very fancy building right there off Cape Kennedy, and there's a lot of things going on down there right now. I wonder.
Well, you've got several places that are looking to be the host of the headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of narrowed the list down to Redstone Arsenal, Vandenberg,
okay.
Peterson Air Force Base, Buckley Air Force Base, Cheyenne Mountain, and then Shriver Air Force Base. So I think it's narrowed down to those locations.
Now, I got a question for you. The Zogby poll, which always leans a little bit to the left, and this one was no exception, it was stacked 3.1% to the Democrats, and John Zogby did his poll, seeing how people felt about the president and Joe Biden. And I'm going to read this to you. It says, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are locked up in a tie. According to the new Zogby poll, the survey shows each candidate is favored by 46% of the likely voters and 8% are undecided. It's got some specifics when you go down the number here, and it's pretty much... it's not 50-50, but, for example, Trump's ahead in one where it says 50% of the voters in the South favor Trump while 44% favor Biden. And then the next one is 49% of the voters in the East favor Biden compared with 43% to vote Trump. And then they got a whole bunch of different things down there. So I'm not surprised at that, are you?
No.
Because I tell you what, these polls that show Biden ahead by 10 or 15 points, no way in hell. No way in hell, based on what I'm hearing.
You also have to understand the questions that are asked and mm-hmm. how they're asked, and you know how many calls did they make? Did they make 100, or did they make 5,000, or what? So, you know, you have to always look deeper into the poll.
Right. Now, our Attorney General Bill Barr is getting into it big time. And there were a number of things that were said yesterday. And here's part of what Bill Barr had to say about his investigation and U.S. Attorney Mr. Durham here.
There hasn't been a president recently who has been more committed. He didn't require the crisis we have today to get started with the First Step Act and with establishing a commission which has been looking at the very issues we're dealing with today. And I know there's a lot of interest among police leaders for clarity and guidance on the use of force and some of the issues you were just talking about, Sheriff. Making sure the standards are out there, making sure they are trained, and making sure they are adhered to. And we're looking forward to working with you to get that done. The time for waiting is over. It's now incumbent on us to bring good out of bad. And we can do it, and the commitment is there in law enforcement to do it, so let's get it done.
All right, well, I grabbed the wrong clip there. That's the one where they were sitting in the conference there where they had the police officers. And by the way, our Attorney General Ashley Moody was in that meeting, too.
Okay.
At the White House.
I would expect so.
Yeah, and that's what they talked about there, talking about police training and whatnot. So, but that's okay. I mean, we know that needs to be done. All right, well, moving along here, there is a report that the GOP senators in the Senate are pushing our president, pushing the FCC to act on President Trump's social media order. Now, are they trying to go to regulation where they would actually regulate Facebook and Twitter and whatnot? Is that what they're doing?
This is really all kind of up for discussion on what they're considering for Facebook and for Twitter and Instagram. And that is trying to determine what social media is. Is social media media? Is social media a publisher? Is social media just a platform? You know, what is it? So at some point, it's going to have a classification. This is not a new subject. This subject has gone on, I know, for at least 3 years because I've watched some of the hearings on the Hill about these very things. So, and I think it actually all started going back to YouTube because YouTube does so much.
Oh, different. That's right.
And which, of course, is owned by Google.
Right.
And Google does censoring. So they're having, you know, members of Congress can't make a decision mostly because social media gives so many campaign contributions to some of these people on the Hill. Anyway.
Yeah.
Once they make a classification, which would have to take legislative action to do so, then you can necessarily decide where you're going to go. In the meantime, there are antitrust investigations going on with social media through the Department of Justice.
Okay. Here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, and see all the great articles she writes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of people paid their last respects to George Floyd at a funeral service in Houston. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, spoke to the service through a video message about conversations he had with Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna.
Why in this nation do too many black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life
in the course of just living their life.
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said, those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said, we're fighting wickedness in high places. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. Again, National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses with which to serve you. We'll get into all that here in just a second. But right now, we want you to listen to them tell you all about National Aviation Academy in their own words before we tell you where they're located.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to better serve you, and both of them are open and currently classes are in session. The first one would be in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The second one would be right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater over on the other side of the bay. So here's the deal. Check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of those 2 campuses at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. And I'm telling you, you will be very impressed with what you'll see. So there you go. Now, mentioning the Associated Press's reporting
that Turkish President Erdogan said that he has reached agreements with his U.S. counterpart, Donald Trump, that could herald a new era concerning Libya. Because in Libya, we actually have Turkey, Turkey going up against some Russian-backed Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces that have come back from Syria that are over there right now. And, wow, they're doing the bidding, if you will, the proxy work of the United States. So there you go. And we'll see how that works out right now. And we're talking about in Libya. And also, a reported plan to remove some 9,500 troops from Germany in the months ahead would strain military planners who normally have years to work out such a large-scale international unit transfer that would affect not only service members but their families and civilian support staff and the bases in particular that would be closed in Germany. Because now we're hearing that some of the bases that they may pop up may not have been bases that were on anybody's mind to begin with. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, Germany's defense minister suggested yesterday that the U.S., their plans to withdraw more than a quarter of the American troops out of Germany would weaken the NATO alliance and also the U.S. itself. Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, another guided missile destroyer, the USS Russell, passed through the Taiwan Strait last week. The Navy's seventh such transfer this year and the second in 3 weeks of the U.S. as the U.S. and China continue to step up their activities in the Western Pacific. Now, you heard me mention with Denise Simon about the aircraft carriers, and we just had the Nimitz and the Reagan put to sea again. The two carrier strike groups deployed into the Pacific on Monday, the first since the Navy developed a new set of procedures to protect the ships underway from the COVID-19 virus. And then there's the USS Gerald R. Ford. Wow. While the carrier operated with the most complex air wing to date, the ship's electromagnet aircraft launch system, known as EMALS, suffered a failure that prevented the carrier from launching planes for 5 days. 5 days they couldn't launch a plane. Unbelievable. Also, Naval Station Norfolk will be one of a dozen U.S. military installations to conduct 5G experimentation and testing, according to the Department of Defense. Remember, 5G comes from China. So we'll see how that works out for the Navy. And also the Navy, very busy with Navy stuff today, a U.S. Navy investigation into the spread of the coronavirus aboard the Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier found that about 60% of those roughly 400 sailors that tested that they had antibodies for the virus. And then three U.S. officials told Reuters that on anonymity, just all agreeing with what was said there. Wow. Unbelievable, huh? Now, here's a strange one for you. The staff sergeant, Air Force staff sergeant, that killed the sheriff's deputy, not only threw a bomb at him, but also shot him and killed him. Staff Sergeant Stephen Carrillo was the airman whose law enforcement believes killed the sheriff's deputy in Northern California on Saturday over the weekend. He is the leader of a team, an Air Mobility Command Security Force team. Wow. Wow. Something must have snapped there. He was working all that time with those guys. Wow. What a shame. And then a firefighter, of course, lost his life. But anyway, is what it is. Now, what a shame that is. Now, the F-16E has now become the aircraft's compatible aircraft with new nuclear bomb design, the F-15E. We'll see what happens there during the course of the summer. There may be some redeployments of that aircraft. And did you hear about this one? The Secretary of the Army, who recently acknowledged the emotional challenge of National Guard members and what they face in their own civil unrest response, there is a mission that they put together, the different agencies, the different groups, whatnot. Everybody has a mission when it comes to this and what they do. So again, we'll see where all of it goes. It's all a constantly changing thing. Now, remember the former Coast Guard lieutenant who had all those weapons in Washington, D.C.? He's withdrawn his plea, his guilty plea. I don't know what it is that he's trying to prove this time, but this would be the second time he's changed the plea. And I saw this person up close and personal. I happened to be there at MacDill the day they brought him in. I was very surprised. Very surprised. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard Academy failed to properly address complaints of racial harassment, including the use of racial slurs by cadets, according to the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. And when those kids show up, or the IG show up, or the inspectors show up from one of those divisions, you can expect somebody's head's going to roll somewhere. It's just the way it is. Also, the FBI found weapons, booby traps, and explosives, gasoline and aerosol cans, at a house where three men lived, and these people reportedly had been spotted in Las Vegas, some of them putting some of their supplies close by so the Vegas looters could get a hold of some of this. But the FBI found rags, gasoline, aerosol cans, weapons along with booby traps, fireworks, handwritten notes of military and survival tactics, while serving search warrants on three Nevada men, who authorities say sought to spark violence during the recent Los Angeles riots, according to the police reports obtained Monday. We'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. And he should be back home in New York City. We'll see.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And by the way, I was just watching something on TV during the break here talking to my next guest, Chris Markowski. And that great big old white shark came up and almost took something right out of a guy's hand. He had a bait bag. He didn't even know the shark was there, and it came up out of nowhere off the coast of Long Island, which is where Chris Markowski lives. All right, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by the folks at the Two Guys Gun Show. We'll be down in Sarasota this Saturday and Sunday, where Chris just left. We'll be down there in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds and Robarts Arena. So if you're around Saturday from 9 to 5, or if you're around Sunday from 9 to 3, stop on by and see one of the largest collections of antique guns and regular new weapons and modern up-to-date weapons, also knives and all sorts of military memorabilia and whatnot. There's a lot of different things you'll find there. Some outdoor supplies, too. That's the Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Two Guys Gun Show and Knife Show, and it'll be there Saturday and Sunday, this weekend, June the 13th and 14th, down there in Sarasota, and look forward to seeing you there. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir. You should have seen that shark when I reached up there and did that. I went, holy smokes.
Yeah, I got to be careful. That stuff off the side of the boat, especially if it's, we get those big sharks here on Long Island, those more cold water sharks. You're going to get the white sharks down there, like in the wintertime, I think. The water's got to be a lot cooler for them to be down there.
Yeah. And, of course, he was picking the bait bag up off the side of the ship, and the shark came up and almost took it right out of his hand. Yep, I don't think so. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. We're hearing that the Congressional Budget Office, and now, is that a, Is that an independent office, or is that tied up with the government? I think it's independent, isn't it?
Well, they always say it's independent, but it's part of the deep state too. And you get the career people that are there as well, and they have their leanings to them. So, I wouldn't call them. They always call them nonpartisan. I'm not buying that.
All right. Well, here's what they said, and there may be some truth to it. I'll let you determine that. The Congressional Budget Office lauded President Trump yesterday for his rapid delivery of virus stimulus money at a time when they said if he hadn't done that, we would have been in much worse shape right now. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that it certainly helps without a doubt. I also think the Federal Reserve stepping in has helped. I think that there's also been some issues as well that it's also hurt in regards to unemployment. Again, a lot of businesses right now want to get their workers back, and they just can't get them back because of the extended unemployment. So it swings both ways to some degree. But, I think that the money in the system has helped goose things a little bit, without a doubt.
Right. And the other thing is the feds right now, you remember all this robocall stuff that was going around?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Remember a couple of years ago we had all these robocalls that we couldn't seem to get rid of that kept coming, and everybody was complaining, take my name off the list and all that? Remember?
Yeah, I still get them all the time. My phone, though, now has some sort of, I don't know, Apple put something on there. It's like it's now something pops up on my phone and says potential spam.
That's right.
I just stopped. What I did, I just stopped. There's a phone number I'm not familiar with. I can't go let it go to voicemail. I get so many calls.
Well, me too. And when it's something that's spam, and it is spam, then I block the number and they can't call me back again. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the Fed's, the U.S. Trade Commission is seeking a $225 million fine for two individuals who made a billion robocalls over a five-year period.
Yeah, that's a lot of phone calls. That's a lot of robocalls, without a doubt. I thought that they, it's sad because what seemed the thing is when the government got involved, it seemed like it got worse. When you put yourself on the do not call list, and it seemed like it got worse after that. I don't know many people that have gotten in trouble because of this. They did a billion phone calls. I don't know how much money they made from various companies to put off those billion phone calls, and whether or not that $250,000 fine, whatever it may be, is just a parking ticket to them. I have no idea.
I don't either. And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, to Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. You want to be in the Space Force, Chris?
The Space Force?
Yeah, you want to go up in a rocket? You want to go up in a rocket ship, up in a Dragon capsule?
I find all that stuff fascinating, but I'm happy right where I am.
Well, 8,500 people volunteered to join the Space Force, and that's more people are adding to it. And by the way, they're really expanding over there at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy.
That's good. A lot of it has to do with a lot of private investment as well, which is fantastic. I know that after the latest launch, they're really trying to push forward to the moon landing and then on to Mars. I do find all of this stuff really fascinating. And again, the things that we learn from doing this end up being applicable to our daily lives in some way, shape, matter, or form, and coming up with new technology.
Now, you're a Syracuse grad, right?
Yes, sir.
You remember John Zogby?
The pollster.
Yeah, but he was an assistant professor at University College down here in Utica. And he put out a poll. It leans 3.1% Democrat. And in the poll that he put out, 1,009 people polled, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are tied 46-46 in terms of a presidential poll.
Yeah, it's still got a long way to go. I caution everybody looking into polls right now. I mean, the politicians have their internal polls, and obviously the breakdowns of the states, because that's how things work. We all know that. So we'll see what happens moving forward. I do think that we've got to get the country back open, and if we do that and the economy does well, I do think it's going to help the president immensely, the way things go. And we do have to kind of put this latest cultural revolution stuff to bed as well, because it's getting out of control also.
Right. Now, somebody's asked me what that noise is in the background. That happens to be the chat room, and we're having quite a conversation going on in there. All right. Well, the FCC is awarding $16 billion to areas lacking broadband services, and that's what we used to call the boonies, the original boonies, right?
Well, again, especially now, it's, you know, the shutdowns and the idea that many people may want to start moving to some of these areas. Because the companies are going to allow them to do that. It's one of the things that they need to have in these areas. It's difficult to make a Zoom call, I guess, and get on with your coworkers in some of these areas. They want the access to be there. Again, it's been pretty good as far as rollout around the country, but yes, there's some certain areas that have just that are lacking.
Now, the other thing is the U.S. budget this year looks like we're headed towards a $2 trillion deficit when we reach the end of the fiscal year in September.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Just again, I'm preparing for my taxes to go up and significantly, and I'm not looking forward to it. Where's this money going to come from?
When you moving? When you coming back? When you coming back?
I'm not just talking state taxes. I'm talking federal taxes as well. I don't know where this money is going to come from. Everybody keeps talking about, oh, we need another stimulus, we need more checks. All of this needs to be paid for. That's the reality of the situation, and I'm still trying to figure out where the money's going to go. Everybody likes to point the fingers, raise this tax, raise corporate tax as well. You know, corporations, quite honestly, you know what, tax on them is a tax on you. So prices are going to go up, taxes are going to go up. All of this needs to be paid for. I'm not thrilled about this. Everybody seems to be, you know, excited about all these packages out there. It's expensive.
Yeah, and then finally, more companies this year are now weighing on cutting their contribution to the 401ks where they match the contributions made by the employees. They're now talking about not putting money in there because they don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when your companies are flush, they like to match their employees. And I think it's a great thing. I mean, it's something that we do at our company, and we're going to continue to do so. But companies out there that might not be faring so well right now, they have to find ways of cutting, and you know, that's one way of doing it.
Yeah. Now, what's the weather like up there by you right now?
You know, this time of year, it's beautiful.
Okay, because upstate New York right now, up along the lake from Buffalo all the way over to Utica and up towards Watertown, temperatures in the 90s, reaching 95 degrees today.
It's warm. It's nice. No humidity. It's, just New York weather.
Florida weather in New York. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com to find out more about him. Coming up, my buddy Frank Silvato. He and I have been talking for 20 years on the radio. Retired Chicago firefighter. Host of the Underground USA podcast and a really, really intelligent guy. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.